Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So Clark Hunt spoke in the midst of the draft, and there weren't a lot of questions about the draft.
Well, it's the first time Clark has spoken since the vote, right?
First time he has been out there since the vote failed to get the stadium renovations done, and time is now ticking, and he says renovations might not be the plan.
When we started on this process 3 years ago, it felt like we had a very long time, a long runway with about 9.5 years left on our lease. We're now down to 6.5. And so I do feel very much of a sense of urgency, and we will approach it from a broader perspective going forward, because time is short for us at this point, and so we need to see what other options are out there for us.
And time is of the essence now, Josh. I mean, 6.5 years sounds like a very long time. But as I was explaining to the kids over the weekend, you know, you think about college and high school in 4 years, how fast that time period goes and whatnot. 6.5 years is a blink of an eye this day and age. It's not like when you were 10 years old and you thought 6.5 years, God, I'll never get to 16, right? Now you're looking at 6.5 years and I'm looking at my watch going, we better start digging. You know, how many years does it take to build the stadium? A good three years,
yeah,
right? To build the stadium, right? So you've got to
prep.
Plus the prep, plus the process of going through it, plus picking the site, plus figuring out the funding. Like, it is now go time. And the Royals have made it perfectly clear before the vote, they're not playing in Kauffman Stadium past the 2031 season or whenever the lease expires, and 2030 season when the lease expires, and the Chiefs are not playing at Arrowhead Stadium maybe now in 6.5 years. I thought what Clark Hunt said the other day, I don't want to say it was very eye-opening, because it's what we kind of said all along was going to happen with this plan. If you didn't vote yes, everything is on the table, and that includes a new stadium, whether it be on the Kansas side of the state line or the Missouri side of the state line. And Clark talked about Arrowhead, you know, getting the renovations done, but it would only preserve it for the next 25 years. And that, to me, is a reason why you build new. Because to me, does it really make financial sense to invest $800 million into a stadium you're only going to have for another 25 years? Or does it make more sense to take that kind of money and put it towards building a new stadium that you can have for 40 or 50 or 60 years after that? And I think the way that I look at it, why pay for repairs and some additions and activation zones when you could get out there and build yourself a brand new stadium? Don't waste that money rehabbing something that is old that in 25 years you're going to replace anyway. go out there and just build new now. It doesn't make sense to invest that kind of money into something that you're going to get rid of in 25 years. And these are stadiums. They get used a lot. Behind the Plaza and P&L, the Royals and Chiefs are the two biggest tourist attractions in town. They bring a lot of money to our community. So we got to do what's right for them and keep them happy. And when I look at the Chiefs, I believe there are two options. Missouri decides they're going to write a big-ass check and keep them in Missouri, or are they building KCK east of 435 by that Compass Mineral soccer project out there, that the youth soccer fields in that area in KCK. I think those are the two options right now for the Chiefs. And if you're going to spend $800 million to renovate a stadium that's only going to give you 25 more years of life, that just doesn't seem feasible to me. That doesn't seem a prudent way of using money.
Well, $800 million versus $5 billion or whatever. The Bears Stadium is like almost $5
billion. $5 billion, right.
Their proposal,
right.
Although they have no idea how they're paying for it, but
or why it's going to cost $5 billion That, like, people are going to see that and think, oh, that's what we're going to have to pay here in Kansas City. You know,
maybe,
probably not.
You don't know what the dollar until they come to you with the dollars, and they're going to have to.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think they learned in this past election, you can't just take our word for it.
Right.
You better have every plan. That's going to take some time too.
Sure.
That's kind of where I'm at.
But how much is going on behind the scenes that nobody's telling us?
It's less about the dirt moving.
Right.
Because that's the timetable you get. It's more about how are you going to roll it out.
Right.
This rollout last time was terrible.
Yep.
And I think even the Chiefs shouldn't be arrogant enough to go, well, we're the Chiefs and we're kicking ass and everybody loves us right now, and here you'll pay for anything blindly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably false.
Right.
So it's how do you present it? And then how much are you going to be asking for? Because I thought their ask was a little light.
Yeah, it was. Sure. Yeah.
But everybody's like, wow, I didn't get much out of this. Well, did you want them to ask for more? Because mm-hmm. they could have. If they wanted a roof, it was going to be a hell of a lot more.
Right.
Dollar signs attached to it. So now you build your dream. You build your Barbie dream house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the price.
Right.
You want to do it or not? Everything could be out there now. They gave you a very small plan that included a renovation and all these things. Now the door is open to go, well, all right, plan A is here's everything.
Right.
You want to see that number? Here it is. Do we have to move from that number? We'll see. So I think, again, we've entered the phase of anything is out there. Any ask is possible. He said again the other day that they had not been contacted by Kansas. At some point, Kansas is going to contact them. I don't care what Laura Kelly says.
Right.
That wouldn't even pay for a concession stand. Well, you do other things to be able to pay for it.
Right.
At some point in time, when there is a proposal, and there should be a proposal, we'll see who has a bunch of money, because I think now the ask is going to be big, and prepare for it.
Yeah, and prepare for it, and prepare for the opportunity or for the plan of potentially moving the thing across state lines. And I just think right now, with both teams needing brand new stadiums, and that's what it is. Both teams need brand new stadiums right now. Why should Missouri have to pay for both of those? Why not just split it, man? Why not give one stadium to Kansas, keep one in Missouri, and do it that way? I think that makes the most financial sense, and it keeps both teams in the area. We don't lose our teams, and we move forward, and both of our organizations get new stadiums. Chiefs in KCK, Royals downtown. Chiefs in Jackson County, Royals in Johnson County, or whatever the case may be, however the plan works out. But the interesting thing now is both of these teams, Josh, are separate. There's no more dual deals for this. The Chiefs are going to go find the best offer for them. The Royals are going to go find the best offer for them. And then we'll come back and regroup and see where we are. But I think now that the Chiefs clearly have said a new stadium is possible, and the Royals have said they're not playing at Kauffman Stadium past the time that their lease expires, I think it makes financial sense to have the stadiums in separate states to allow each state to pay for one of those stadiums, to not put the burden on one side of the state line anymore. I think we've grown up enough in the city now to realize there is a lot of population on the Kansas side of the state line that can scratch a check right now. And why should Missouri have to fund two stadiums? I don't think it's possible, quite honestly, because now the Cardinals want money too. I don't know if you saw those stories.
Yeah.
Cardinals
yeah.
want money now
yep,
too
yep, yep,
to
yep.
keep their thing in place.
So yes, they're going to work independently right now. Hunt says there's nothing to preclude us coming back and doing something together. So I've ruled that. Nothing's been ruled out.
Right.
But everything now is on the table. Like Lee said, when this went down and now the clock is ticking and now they're looking at other options, these are their options, including a dome.
Yeah, which would be great.
For the first time, he uttered the word dome.
Yep. I love it. I'm all for it.
Which I think should have been part of this last plan,
mm-hmm.
personally. But yep. I think that now it's actually being considered.
Right.
All right.
From the 816, you say both teams need brand new stadiums. That's just not true. You can renovate for a lot cheaper and keep a good thing going. Not a possibility, sir. It's texts like that make me wonder, have you been paying attention to what's been being said? Royals are not playing at Kauffman Stadium at the end of the lease.
You
and
can
now,
still argue that they don't need one. They want one, and damn straight they're going to get one.
Well, here's the thing. If you take that approach that they don't need one and renovate, Austin Chiefs, here we come. San Antonio Chiefs, here we come. Nashville Royals, here we come. They don't need.
They don't want to.
They will find somebody who will build them a new stadium, whether it be in the area or outside of the area. You have to expect now, and we have seen other areas already calling.
I got a text from somebody the other day that was out during the rain delay at the K the other day.
Yeah.
You know, when it was monsooning out there.
Oh, yeah.
And
they said this
is when they should come host tours. There's water just
everywhere,
just draining everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so true.
Like, they should come host tours now to the people that say everything's just fine out here. I was like, that's probably a good idea.
Like,
can they host those rain delay theaters or the Royals come through and take us through like the airport did?
Yeah, I was going to say, when we took the airport tour back before they had the vote on the airport, and they took me and Josh, and I think Brother Ryan was with us, right? Or was it Spectre? Either way, they took us through the bowels of the airport and showed us everything that was wrong and all like the asbestos and things. We're like, this is not good.
It was kind of dumb. Both stadiums are kind of I've been in enough new stadiums now. I'll tell you,
they're
also going into other stadiums and going, oh wow, this is nice. We don't have this,
right?
Oh, this is really nice.
Right,
this is really nice. And just the bowels of both stadiums are old and dingy.
Yeah,
and not functional from the NFL side. I'll tell you for sure,
not
functional.
Completely
different than what other stadiums are doing right now from an infrastructure perspective. Stuff you don't see probably as a fan or care about probably as a fan, but they do.
But things that you need to keep the stadium running, right? Like you don't see your heating ducts in your house, right? But if the heating duct is got a hole in it or it doesn't work properly, you need to replace that. It's not something that you see, but you need to fix that in order to keep that house running.
Take the names out. I think positionally they just nailed it. We'll get to it next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back in on a Monday, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Nathan Williams producing today. Take the names out, because that's not, I mean, I'm not a scout. I'm not a GM. I don't pretend to play one on the radio. I'll give some advice every once in a while, but I'm not going to claim that I did a lot of, you know, tape study on Jaden Hicks in the fourth round.
Why not? It's your job.
But if I come out of the weekend and I see two pass catchers, two defensive backs, and three offensive linemen,
you're good
in the draft. That's not even to count anything they've done in the, you know, the 8 million people you invite to rookie minicamp and mm-hmm. who you may sign and may not sign. It feels like they hit on everything. It's up to them to get the names right and the, you know, the personalities right, but just straight positions, thoroughly satisfied.
Yeah.
Two guys that can catch the ball, three offensive linemen, two guys that can help on the back end of the defense. Mm-hmm. Very forward thinking as well with some of these picks. I feel like completely satisfied. Like, yeah, you went out and nailed it.
Yeah, I think so too, Josh. I think, you know, when I look at the drafts now, I just have blind faith in Brett Veach because he has shown us the ability to go out there and draft like a mother. Remember those slogans back in the day? Like a mother.
Resurrect those?
Yeah, I think we need to find those. Do we have those anywhere? Do they get wolfed too?
They're probably gone.
Covering training camp. Like a mother. So he drafts like a mother, right? I mean, it's really, really good with what he's done here with this organization. And so I'm going to have blind faith that he picked the right players until he has shown, Brett Veach, that is, that we shouldn't have blind faith that he's going to pick the right players. Who are you and I, Josh, to sit here and go, I don't know about this Jaden Hicks guy, or I don't know about this Hunter Norzad guy out of Penn State. I don't know, Rob, this Norzad guy is named Hunter. He may come here and look to be a Renfro. You know, like, so I look at it and I go, Brett Veach and his scouts know exactly what they're doing. They have shown over the last 5 years that they know how to draft. They know how to find the best possible players out there, and they know how to bring the right player into this organization. So if Brett Veach drafted Lou Gotts and whoever else in this draft, I'd look at it and go, that's a great draft by Brett Veach, because he has proven and has earned that benefit of the doubt for us to say, yeah, I like what you did with the draft. And again, with you, that you say the position of need, that's where I am. You filled your biggest needs. Every single draft person out there, expert, Binkley, whoever, all had the same list of positions that this organization needed. Pass catcher, offensive line, defensive back. What did they do? Pass catcher, offensive line, defensive back. Done.
Cool.
They didn't try to outthink this. They didn't give you a punter in the fourth round. They didn't take a running back in the second round. They didn't go out and get a linebacker. They didn't overthink this thing. They went in there. They looked at the positions that they needed, and they drafted what they thought were the best possible players at those spots to help fill positions in need. So let's go, baby. Let's do this.
So the most wow has to be Xavier Worthy. I mean, yeah. I think the speed factor alone makes that the most wow.
Mm-hmm. Most exciting pick, sure.
Yeah, I think you know probably the most about him.
Mm-hmm.
What about the most intriguing pick to you?
Well, it's CJ Hansen to me, because I'm interested. Yeah, I'm interested to see how a player from Holy Cross does in the NFL. I don't know of any other Holy Crossers. Is that what they are, the Crossers there? I don't know. I don't know any other
Crusaders, aren't they?
Are they the Crusaders? Sounds good to me. Yeah. I'll go with it. But I don't know if there's any more Holy Crossers in the NFL. The only Holy Cross memory I have is Kirk Heinrich injuring his ankle in an NCAA tournament game in St. Louis against Holy Cross. That's it. I don't know much about them. I know they're in the Patriot League. They're a 1AA program. And so to take a guy in the seventh round, 6'6", 305 at a Holy Cross, I'm like, well, I'm interested to see what he can do. It's very intriguing for me to see kind of what this guy is all about. Because if you're an offensive lineman and you got some size, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to find a way to get you onto the field. Right. So that one kind of intrigues me a little bit.
I like tall corners. I'm enamored with that. So Jaden Hicks, to me, fourth rounder out of Washington State.
Yeah.
He did pretty well with another guy. I thought Jalen Watson was a very savvy pick out of Washington State. They were teammates for a season in the secondary at Washington State. I'm like, okay, cool. Worked out last time. Go to the well here again. I'm cool with that.
Right.
Most intriguing pick for me is Jaden Hicks. The most pick.
I say because Hunter Norzad was drafted on Saturday, and they announced him as a center. And I immediately text Josh, but they got Creed's replacement on the roster because that's the way the Chiefs have always done it, right? And so that one's the intriguing one to me. Is Hunter Norzad a depth guy? Is he a possible Creed replacement? I was talking to my neighbor, Jeff, the other day, and he drove by, and he goes, what do you think of the picks? And we're talking about this Hunter Norzad kid. And he goes, man, maybe, you know, you slide Creed to guard and you put him at center. Like, they've got options. And you know how much Andy Reid and his staff love to have the options of doing different things. So to me, the most, is it going to be Creed Humphrey is done after this year at center? Or do you move Creed Humphrey to guard, put this kid at center? Maybe you sign Creed Humphrey long-term and move this kid to guard because Putty is going to be a free agent at the end of the season. So there's so many options there with this kid.
Okay, let me present doomsday scenarios.
All right.
We like Creed Humphrey. We like Trey Smith.
Right.
What if one or both of those guys says, I want to be the highest paid at my position?
Mm-hmm. Well, both of them will not be here any longer.
Right?
I hate to say it that way.
The Chiefs have shown they might not be in that ballpark.
Right.
So what do you have to do? You have to plan for contingencies here.
Right.
And these, to me, you're building depth along your line. You're getting guys you believe could maybe fit into a starter role eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say you have either one of those two guys? Heck, any one of the three guys in the middle next year.
Right.
There could be a scenario where none of them are back.
Right. Absolutely.
Maybe Tooney is done. Mm-hmm. And Creed and Trey, they determine, are too expensive.
Right. And they move on. So you could look at Hunter Norzad and CJ Hansen as both long-term solutions to your offensive line.
This gives
you
the opportunity to, again, build future with future thinking in mind.
Right.
Which I like.
Which is what they always do.
They've done a good job.
That's why I go, with this Hunter Norzad pick, I'm very intrigued to see not just today's plan for him, but the long-term plan for Hunter Norzad. I'd like to get a Norzad jersey, too. That would just look cool. Norzad, 69. Doesn't it?
Norzad.
Yeah.
And then don't call
Dr. Van Nostrand.
Just don't call Jared Wiley the Travis Kelce replacement, please.
Please don't. The tight end out of TCU. But I'm seeing it all over.
I know that they're pushing the touchdowns because he was a good touchdown guy.
Right.
Just slow down. Just let's not push the other guy out the door. And two, let's stop trying to replace him.
Right. But that's why I think that's the most pressure pick.
I want this kid playing alongside him.
Yeah. I want this kid learning from Travis for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But they showed some highlights of him. He's catching things behind him and looking really nice.
I know. And then he's got sneaky speed too. I'm like, oh no, let's not set this poor kid up.
Why does he have sneaky speed?
Cause he's 6'7", 260. And you don't expect him to run fast.
Mm. 6'7" guys can't move. I guess 260 is pretty big. I used to be 260.
Yeah, it looks like
not 6'7".
He's a big tight end.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be able to do those things.
All right. I like this kid, though. That's the pick, though, that I think is going to have the most pressure on him, because if I've seen one, I've seen 1,000 headlines already. The Chiefs have drafted Travis Kelce's replacement.
Charles Barkley wonderfully steps in it this weekend and then tried to retract for a hot second. Didn't do that either. It's pretty great. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
From the text line, Josh, the 620, this is really funny. I just noticed Prisco's grading the Chiefs draft as an A. Somehow that makes me feel like I should be concerned.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Totally with you, my man.
Nervous or like even that person likes it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Prisco likes us? Oh, my God.
No, they I think they handled the draft just perfectly.
Like, yeah, I think it was good.
Yeah. The wide receiver has to pan out.
Right.
Then it's great.
Great.
If the wide receiver's a guy, it won't be great. That'll be pretty much how this one's looked at. Yeah, I think.
If the wide receiver's a guy and they win another Super Bowl, are we good with that, though?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
No, never.
Oh, wow.
Did they win Super Bowls with Mecole Hardman? We're still harping on that one.
Guess. I don't know. I just look at the end of the game and end of the year, and if we're holding that trophy, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. But you know how this works.
I know.
You're the wide receiver.
I know, Rob. We won 3 straight Super Bowls, but by God, we need a wide receiver. Or we're not going to win 4 in a row.
This team will never do it without a 1.
I don't understand, Rob, why they continue to roll out these wide receivers and win Super Bowls. I'd rather have good wide receivers and no Super Bowls. I agree, Carrington.
Hey, be careful, Bob, because I think my next question is if you could redo any pick.
Yeah, well.
Who would it be?
There's
not. Who's at the top of your list?
Yeah, the DK Metcalf instead of Hardman? Sure. Right. Okay. I mean, yeah. Right. I mean, who wouldn't say that, right? I mean, I think even Brett Veach would probably say, yeah, we had to do it. Again, Hardman was a rush pick, but they won championships with Hardman and the space-time continuum. I mean, because I think it was FanDuel or MLF football. I don't know what their status is, but it's a good aggregator on Twitter as well. They said if you could redo any pick for your team, who would it be? You start to look at these picks, though, and then you realize they didn't miss on a lot of these. There's not a lot of good players that get drafted, Josh. There really isn't. At the end of the day, you go through these drafts, you're like, God, there's a lot of zeros out there. So, yeah, you could say DK Metcalf instead of Hardman. What about Cam Hayward instead of Jonathan Baldwin? You would have done that deal, right?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
What about this one now? And I'm not joking when I say this one. What if you took Russell Wilson instead of Dontari Poe or Donald Stevenson? Both of those guys were taken ahead of Russell Wilson. You would have liked that pick back then, right? Russell Wilson would have been great here for a decade, right?
Kenny came in and won the job like he didn't see it. Yeah.
Who would
have argued with that?
Right. Because I'll never forget for years, people criticized Scott Pioli for taking Donald Stevenson like one pick ahead of Russell Wilson, right? Oh, they took Donald Stevenson ahead of Russell Wilson.
I didn't like that they didn't try for all those years to actually go get somebody.
Correct. Well, they had Matt Castle. He was wedded to Matt Castle. And
I mean, they tried to get free agents, but they never tried the draft. That always bugged me, right?
Right.
Like, just try it.
Right.
Just try the draft. And don't give me James Killian.
James
out of
Killian.
Tulsa,
that's a good name.
Like in a seventh round or whatever.
Did he have a beer?
Yes, he did. He had a beer. But, you know, those types were like, I just felt like they never really tried to go get a quarterback in the draft.
Did they discontinue that beer? And I'm being serious. Does Killian's Red still out there?
Yeah, I believe so.
I didn't know. Yeah. But Russell Wilson instead of Donald Stevenson, for years we heard people complain about that. And rightfully so. If you would have taken Russell Wilson instead of Dontari Poe and Donald Stevenson, like taking him in the first round that year, would you have been able to set him up with success with Todd Haley and Romeo Crennel? Probably not.
Oof.
But imagine if Andy Reid had Russell Wilson and came in, and we don't have Patrick Mahomes today.
Yeah, that
you know,
I am careful to mess with the quarterback specifically,
right?
Because everything worked out.
Correct. Right. Like
we were talking about that Paxton Lynch thing earlier. Yes, I was probably on the Paxton. If you went back and found evidence,
right.
I was probably get Paxton Lynch. Let's go.
Go.
I wanted every freaking quarterback then. I wanted Johnny Manziel to fall to them.
Right.
When I think they took D Ford.
Right.
I think the pick before them was Manziel, but right. I was like, give me Johnny Manziel.
And I think they would have taken him had he fallen there.
Heck,
at that point.
Was even dating back further. They ultimately got him, but the guy that's on Fox now ahead of us, Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn, yeah.
Wasn't there a time when he was falling?
Yeah, they liked him.
Every
yeah.
time there's a quarterback falling, I mean, I fell for that every year.
Just
give me guy. Heck, I wanted number one, Geno Smith.
Right.
But I don't want to mess with any of the quarterback stuff. But ultimately, yes, would have been better to take Russell Wilson there. Sure.
Probably.
A lot of people missed on Russell Wilson.
But also, we would have missed on Patrick Mahomes. So, hindsight being 2020, give me Donald Stevenson any day of the week. The other one was, and again, a quick look at some of these drafts. How about Ed Reed instead of Ryan Sims?
Would have turned out okay.
Turning all right.
Would have been okay swap. What you think about it? So I had DK for sure.
Yeah.
Like DK, yeah.
Would
there be issues later with paying him and having to do all those things that you didn't have to do with Mecole Hardman? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So it would have put you in some financial bind or whatever. Mm-hmm. T. Higgins or Michael Pittman over CEH.
Right.
Ultimately, looking back, everybody told us when that draft happened, we didn't care.
It was like, our first Super Bowl. You could have drafted anybody.
You could have picked anybody. But they told us, Peter Schrager told us how Grady was going to work in this offense and blah, blah, blah. And you had two really good wide receivers sitting right the next two picks after him.
Right.
Ultimately, would I rather have the wide receivers?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then just for Brett Veach's sake.
Uh-huh.
Just for Brett Veach's sake. Anyone for Breland Speaks.
Anybody but Breland Speaks. Right. Yes.
Although you look around that portion, too, and they're... There was like,
When you start to really go back and analyze the drafts, Josh, and look at who they missed out on, how many of those players truly jumped out like turkey and you went, wow.
And I'm not talking about like trades and stuff. I'm just saying the picks
right around where they
Breland
picked.
Speaks.
Yeah.
You could have had maybe a Dallas Goedert. Did you want another tight end at that point in time? Jesse Bates.
I love
very
him.
Very nice safety.
I love him,
you could have Justin Reed earlier. It was a few picks later. You could have done something like that as well, but. So I'd say to anyone for Breland Speaks, just to get that one off of his resume.
Yeah.
Because everybody goes, there's Breland. I'm just tired of hearing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired of hearing it for him. Like, Breland Speaks. I'm like, I don't know. Jalen Watson.
Yeah.
Isaiah Pacheco.
Watson. Yes.
Name any of these other getting Trey Smith when they got Trey Smith.
Yep.
Like. There's plenty of those to overcome one bad pick.
Right. So here's a couple of good texts coming in from the 816. Three colossal misses by Veach. Maybe he cannot judge receiving talent. I'll take our Super Bowls. From the 913, Mike Trout instead of Aaron Crow.
What do you say? go back to wide receivers a second. Three colossal misses. So Hardman, Ooh. Sky.
And
Rashee Rice now considered a miss because he's in trouble.
We don't know how that's going to play out.
Is Hardman a colossal miss?
No.
Maybe he didn't pan out, and I'm not,
But
just
did
saying,
he pan out, though? I mean,
productive starter that, did some.
Caught the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl?
At the time he was drafted, he was a Tyreek Hill replacement.
He was.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe he wasn't that, but is he a colossal miss?
I don't think so. He's a fine player. Yeah, not a colossal miss. A colossal miss is Breland Speaks.
Or a guy doesn't play ever.
Right. A colossal miss is Sylvester Morris. Yeah. Trezell Jenkins. Like, those are colossal misses, right? So three colossal misses. I don't know what the third one is. Mike Trout instead of Aaron Crow is a really good one as well. I was actually thinking over the weekend of a plan to get Mike Trout to Kansas City.
Not now. No.
Why not?
No.
We need a center fielder. Who the hell plays center field for this team?
Well, the guy looks like Bono.
That guy.
He's going to win a gold
glove. That guy looks
like
he drinks Busch Light.
He's going to win a gold glove, Vern said.
We need a center fielder. Find a way to get Mike Trout.
But you can't have everything, right? He's going to patrol center field.
Have you seen this lineup, Josh?
Mike Trout's defense can patrol the vast quantity that is Kauffman Stadium center field?
Are you telling me you would take Kyle Isbell over Mike Trout right now?
I can't remember his name, so probably not.
Probably not. Remember the guy who texted it and said, Kyle Isbad? That's how you can remember it.
Yeah. No, it's a totally different conversation now, right? The Mike Trout thing.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. Have you listened to this show?
I'm just saying, Mike Trout's the one that's like, yeah, Man, I really liked him 10 years ago. Whatever, you know what I mean? Like, but I get him now and I go, oh.
He's doing good things. I got him in the leadoff spot. He's hitting home runs.
Who is the guy that dropped that gave Marcus Mariota that catch, you know? He threw it off him. Marcus Mariota threw it off him and caught it and ran it in for the
Darrell Revis?
Yeah, Darrell Revis.
Oh, like, come on
I'm just saying, Darrell Revis, like, you'd have been like, Darrell Revis is a chief. This is awesome. Yeah, 5 years ago it was great. So I just wouldn't trout it now.
If you add up Mike Trout's entire career, you can get 162 full games if you add all 10 years together. But I would take Mike Trout right now. I was actually thinking of a plan over the weekend to make a trade for Mike Trout because the poor guy does need to be rescued from Anaheim, right? Bring him to a winner in Kansas City. Let him experience postseason baseball. Let's go. Let's go, John. Come on. Make that happen. Get Mike Trout here. Speaks is making
big plays. Win big games.
Yeah, Mike Trout would be a nice fit. Speaks is making big plays in the XFL right now from the 913. And here's a really good text from the 816.
XFL's no more.
Well, it merged. It's the UFL.
Is he UFLing now? Is he still around?
Is he getting paid? Here from the 816. Love this. Love this text a lot. I changed no previous picks. Butterfly effect, guys.
I know. There is that. Yeah. There is that, too. Yep. That makes me cautious every time we think about that.
Right.
Because if he did this, it wouldn't happen. You wouldn't have done this, and everything fell in line the way it was supposed to.
From the 816, three misses at wide receiver. How about trading up to get Clyde over Jonathan Taylor? We did not trade up to get Clyde.
No, that was our pick.
That was our pick. Yeah. We were picking at 32. Yeah.
Won the title.
Yeah. From the 913, whoa, bro, what the hell? What's wrong with Busch Light? Nothing. I just think Isabel looks like a guy who slams a lot of Busch Light.
What's wrong with Busch Light?
It's very light. It's very refreshing. It's very delicious. It's fresh from the mountains of Busch beer.
The problem with it is there's 850 better beers. That's the problem.
I don't know what you're over there drinking. Busch Light is in the pantheon of beers.
I know I'm turning my back on my native Iowa, but no, there's...
Head for the mountains of Busch beer.
For like... Just a smidgen more, you get way better, is what I'm telling you. That's all.
Do you, though, for just a smidge more?
Yes.
I can get 30 for the price of a sixer, Josh. Okay. You're absolutely wrong. Look it up. We traded into the pick for Clyde.
Am I misremembering this? I think
Clyde was the pick after the first Super Bowl win.
The 32nd pick of the draft.
It was COVID. It was 2020. We were all in our living rooms. Nobody remembers squat. We all had COVID brain.
He was the 32nd pick of the draft because we won the title.
Super Bowl champs, and we didn't care who they drafted at that point in time.
I will say, yeah, that was during the height of the pandemic. So by that time,
it was April of 2020. Yeah.
I was probably not coherent, but no. I do believe that was our original selection.
Yeah, because we won the Super Bowl. Yeah. We won the Super Bowl in February. The world shut down. We all wore masks inside our minivans. And now we pick Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Correct.
Yeah. From the 206, they traded up for the mailman, John Stockton, that year. That's right.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
From the 816, the texter's wrong. Clyde was 32, our original pick. Shut
so.
Up, texter.
Like, sometimes
of course.
I'm overthinking myself here, but I'm like, no, that was exactly the move.
From the 913, Belichick's dog pick that year. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That was the dog making the pick. And
Goodell in his basement.
Josh, if you're anti-Busch Light, you're anti-farmer.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Why?
Because they use the corn.
Oh.
Yeah.
The other beers don't use that?
Rice or something.
Okay.
All right. I don't know.
I thought it was Milo. Don't they use that?
They put the corn cob right on the side of the box to get all the Iowans to buy it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what they
and
did.
The Nebraskans, too. The Nebraskans put it on their head, though.
Yeah.
They put the box. They put the box.
Hi, I'm a corn husker.
They put their box right on their head.
Remember back when we had a team in 95?
That was the year we saw Cliff Kingsbury's bachelor pad.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Could you imagine being good looking like Cliff Kingsbury and having a pad like that and being an NFL coach?
Yeah.
God. Sometimes you just want to be somebody else. Cliff Kingsbury in that bachelor pad was bad freaking ass.
Watch out. Next week, Josh will be pitching Busch Light on the air. That might be true. I should be careful. Yeah, you always got to be thinking about that.
True. Busch Light and country-raised baseball players go hand-in-hand from the 785. Yes. Yeah, I'm with the 913. I thought beer was made with wheat and barley.
Yeah.
And sorghum. Don't the good beers have just a hint of sorghum?
Boy, if they're doing it right.
You know what the sorghum price is these days? Oh my God.
Can't even keep up.
Whew. From the 913, we did not trade up to get Clyde. No, we didn't.
Okay.
Of course
just
not.
Sure. I didn't think
yes,
so.
Yes, no.
No, we stayed put, and they told us it was a great pick.
Right. Everybody loved the pick
back
then.
He's just fine. I'm not calling him a bust hitter. He's fine. He's back. He's going to be back and everything. It's just, you know.
I'd like to think.
I would have rather not done running back.
Right. But at that time, like, what? You didn't need anything. You're coming off a Super Bowl championship, right?
It was all gravy.
Yeah.
It's all gravy. All beers made with a touch of heartbreak and high divorce rate. Yeah. LOL. 816.
From the 913, didn't we trade up for Big Lou?
No. Another one. He's just not like anybody. I don't know anybody that's like Big Lou.
Well, Binkley. But, I mean, let's come on.
I don't think so.
There's a good chance he's on his third wife.
We just don't know.
Okay.
We just don't know.
Could be happening.
We don't know.
He's got a nice girlfriend now. Are you like me and Jay? Are you on wife number three? Mm. If so, it's hard to pee. A Big Lou.
All right, so Charles Barkley stepped in it, but didn't step in it, only the way Charles Barkley can.
Right. I'm sorry.
He was complaining about the Pelicans being...
Why? How do they make your radar?
Being knocked out of the, you know, that they didn't deserve to go to Cancun on vacation.
Right.
Right, when teams take a hit. Send him to Cancun. Yeah, they get to go on vacation. And he said Cancun would have been much too nice to send the Pelicans to.
Disappointing on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to send them to Cancun. We're going to send them to Galveston with that dirty-ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
Oklahoma City, 185 in game 3.
So the best show on television is still this one, for sure, inside the NBA.
Ever been to Galveston?
So good. I have been to Galveston.
He nailed it.
I have been to Galveston. It stormed, and we had to leave because we were had very short window. We couldn't get the beach.
It's about as good as it could have gone, Clink.
Yeah, it really is. Right. I mean, he nailed it.
It looked fine. I don't know.
He nailed it.
Looked fine.
Nailed it. Galveston is a dirty beach. Okay?
My favorite part of that, though, is the studio crew, the people behind the cameras and do whatever. That you could hear them all chuckling in the background.
Yeah.
They're dying. It's one thing if the guys on the set are dying, you know, at the desk are dying.
Right.
But everybody's cracking up. He's like, oh, no, you just did this again.
Yeah.
You remember his San Antonio rant of a few years ago.
Right.
So the follow-up the next night, Chuck had the opportunity to apologize. Not so fast, my friend.
Anyway, so we had some.
It's like where oil rigs come.
Yeah, we had some fun with that, and you know, who latched onto the conversation?
Who was that?
Beyonce's mom.
Beyonce's mom.
Yes. Chuck, we don't play about Galveston, Texas. Our water might not be blue, but it's still the beach, and we love it.
Oh.
Jay sent this to me. And Angie B yesterday, he asked us if we're going to let him talk about our city like that. All good. We got a great laugh. So you never know.
Jay-Z,
you're going to impact.
Miss Knows. I don't want that smoke. I don't want the beehive and Jay after Chuck. Miss Knows, I apologize. I do not want the beehive and Jay after me.
So how do you like Galveston now? It's beautiful.
We're not going there.
Would you go on vacation?
You got a
chance. Hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean here.
You got to just say, I would go to Galveston.
Let me tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women. No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio.
So you know what? So you know what sets him off. Okay, so you know what? We're going to try.
Would you rather go, Chuck? San Antonio. That's what they invented Victoria's Secret, Chuck.
Why is it secret?
Because them little women down there, they can't get in them cute little underwear. They wear bloomers down in San Antonio.
Oh, my God.
Somehow.
Victoria's Secret down there.
Still somehow we are going to transition from that to this.
You like no parts of Texas.
So, Chuck, not only we backed off Galveston, then went right back at San
Antonio.
Which is just glorious. Yeah. That show is so good.
Oh, it's
so
great. It's great. It's just so genuine. That's why it's so good, right? It's just genuine. And I don't disagree with anything Chuck said there. What would be your Galveston? Mine's St. Louis. That place sucks.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that is ass served well done in St. Louis.
Yeah, I haven't been back there since.
Since your car got broken into, right?
The zoo. I'm like, yeah. I'm never going back there again.
Done. Why would you?
Never going back there again.
Yeah. So is your Galveston St. Louis
pretty
too?
Much,
pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Nathan, you got
to. If I have to be different, I'll go Branson.
Branson. Why is that your Galveston?
I dated a girl in high school whose family went there every year.
Yeah.
And I just got so Bransoned out. I mean, you have to be in a certain mindset to go down and have a good time at Branson. No shade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my family's from Southern Missouri, but I'm cool if I never set foot
You're never
there
cool
again.
If you never go there.
I don't want to go to the Dixie Stampede or any of that stuff.
You don't want to go kart?
Yeah. A lot of Branson coming in. Like the text line just went crazy with Branson.
You don't want to ride a go kart?
You don't want to go see Yakov Smirnoff?
Mm-mm.
Remember when we had him in studio?
It was good.
Yeah. Yeah, so what is your Galveston? From the 816, Galveston was my worst family vacation ever. We got stung by jellyfish. Our hotel room had bed bugs. Never going back. Houston sucks, too. Never going back there either. Houston doesn't offer much except the funeral museum.
We went to Galveston, and it was like the weather was bad, and it was going to be bad for like 3 days, and so we hightailed it to Houston. We had an okay time in Houston. Did a little city pass and did all the sites.
What did you see there? What are the sites in Houston?
NASA. NASA was cool.
Yeah.
NASA was awesome. There was a zoo that was pretty cool.
All right.
I don't remember the other ones.
Okay, there you go.
But it wasn't a terrible time. Galveston was storming and we didn't stay there.
You didn't stay, yeah.
We ended up not staying there. It looked fine.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like it was a nice pier you could walk out and whatever.
And then you look down and you see the oil rigs, as he was talking about. It's true. They're drilling for oil.
Yes.
So from the 417, Big Lou is like you. He thinks we traded in the pick 32. Big Lou can convert 4th and 2 from the 913. From the 951, Big Lou, he went in round 2. From the 816, I went to the strip club this weekend. They wouldn't take my Frank bucks. I think it's expired.
816 responds back. My apologies. I was incorrect on trading up for Clyde. I'll see myself out.
Thank you.
Yeah. You don't have to stay out. You're in. You're good.
It's all right. You make your mistakes. We all make mistakes. Yeah. I wanted Alex Gordon cut. From the 785, this is maybe my favorite text of the day, and it's early. I understand, but it's going to be hard to beat this one for the week. Are Nebraska or Cowboy fans more unaware? That is a brilliant text. I'm going to go with Nebraska. Because both were good in about the last time in 95.
No, I know. I have a very rational Nebraska friend, so.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I do, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very realistic.
Yeah.
Cowboy fans, I don't know that they just believe every year. They just really believe. They are, I guarantee you, they're happy today that they re-signed Zeke
Elliott. Yeah.
Like they're ecstatic that they brought Zeke home.
Right.
You couldn't wait to shuffle him out of town.
Like, he hasn't been good since before COVID.
Shuffle him out of town, and now they have a proven playmaker, according to one tweet by Ian Rappaport.
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
Seriously? Zeke Elliott has 1,000-yard season since the pandemic, and that was 2021 where he had 1,002 yards. He's really not been that good since either 2019 or 2018. with a Patriot team that couldn't throw the football to save their life last year. He ran for 642 yards, 3.5 yards a carry.
More of your Galveston's coming up, and we'll talk to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Is the sky falling? The text line certainly looked like it after his game yesterday. We'll talk to Josh Vernier coming up at 8:30. He'll join us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.